Afagav the ikadu do milah, even though one malach is doima to the next malacha, still choshev lo. The Mishnah still cheshbens it for another malacha by itself. Rashi afagav the ikadu achriti b'hado the do milah, even though like here we have borer, zorer, and merake, still cheshbin lo tavayu ki obis. V'afagav the chodeninu. It's one inyan of separating the oichel from the psalus. But like we'll soon see, that Tosfos speaks out, even though some malachas that are mamish doimel adodi, we don't cheshbin like separate ones. But here the pshat is lemais it happens ze'ach ze'. The first thing you do with the tefu, you take the wheat, is you zorei it. You throw it in the air, and you let the wind throw away the shaft, and just the kernels come down. And then you amarak it, then you sift it. And then you make a burr, you separate the psilos from the yichel. So since lemaisa, these three malachas are done ze'ach ze'er at different times, it's considered like three separate obvious malachas. For the Gemara kopon of lechoshev nami koitish, why don't we also include the separate malacha koitish? So Rashi, what does koitish mean? Rashi, chitim b'machteshes, you should put the wheat in the grinder, lohose kliposan, to take off the klipa, take off the shells of the wheat. They have it b'migdash. They did it in the Mishkan. B'samamonim. Elo lav mishum de dom ladash. Now what's the reason why the Mishkan doesn't say it by itself? Because it's doim to the mlechas dash. Lechoshev lo. To hanami mifrikot mal b'shi. It's also a type of dash of being mefarik. You're separating the oichol from its malbish around it, which is mefarik. So why doesn't the Mishnah say special kaitish? Omer abaye emte the abaye shekein oni oichol pita b'lektisha. His Ketisha, not everybody did this Melechas Ketisha. Only the Ashirim did it. But an Oni, he would eat his bread without having it so clean, the wheat. So Drashishkein Oni Oichel Pita B'loi Ketisha. L'kach hafagab debi Mishkan, even though in the Mishkan they did the Ketisha for the Samamonim, v'yav Melochi, avad if somebody does it on Shabbos, not Ketisha, he's Chayib, it's not Melocha, abekiv in the tonne, lay dash. Since the Mishnah already said the Melech of Dash, Lo'etoni Lo, it doesn't say it separately, Koitish, because Koitish, not everybody did. Ma'ashen Kein, V'zoiro, Boro, Meraki, Tzedura, Depas, Ninu. This is the way when you go to make bread, like these are the three things you have to do, Ze'ach, Ze'ach. V'chiv and Evi, B'migdash, since everybody like did it in the Migdash, this is the way you start making the bread. Tanina, that's why our Mishnah says it. We'll soon see in the Gemara about Oifa. At the Kasha, why does the Mishnah say the Malacha of Oifa? The Mishnah should have said Malacha Bishel. The Mishkan, they didn't do baking. They only did cooking. Though it says baking, because it wants to say how you used to make pas. Now a Tana telling us like the different malachas that were made to make in making the process of making bread. That's why the Mishnah says ha'oifer. But the kids is talking about the malachas that were done in the Mishkan by Samamonim. Avo Ketisha, Mashenkin, this malach of Ketisha of grinding off the shell, off the wheat, Ashirim hu. It's only the rich people that made such wheat like this. V'kachi lasa solos nakiyim, to make very clean wheat. Avolaniyim, the poor people, lo tarchi, they won't matrius themselves so much. Hilkach lo tonilo, therefore the Mishnah doesn't say it separately. Omiyo vada yav malochi, v'chlal dashi, avada, somebody does it now, lamaisa, avada, it's v'chlal the melechas dash. Yeah, that's one teretz. Rav Omar, Rav says another terrace. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't say Ketisha by itself, Val Hamani Rebbe. I'll tell you how Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. To Yama Ovas Molochas Avoim Chosrachas. Rebbe dashes from a posseg that there can't be more than 39 Molochas. That's all. We'll soon see Rashi how. V'choshev Koitesh, now if the Tana would include also Koitesh, Hevelay Avoim, I would say there'll be 40 Ovas Molochas. And the terrace says there are only 39 according to Rebbe. So that's why we can't recognize Koitesh. For the Gemara, that's not so schwer. For life, chodem mihane, for lyo koitish. Was there what you say three types of ovis by burr? You're saying zoira, burr, maraket. Say only two types by burr. And say two types here, two types of dash. Say dash and say koitish. If you just have a question why it only have 39, so good. So make 39 ovis malochas, but make only two from burr and two from ketisha. The reason why we say three by Burakos, all three was always done by everybody. That's like the Sidur of the past. Those are the Malachas one after another. First you are Zorah the Chitim, and then you Marakit it, and then you Burr it. Mashenkin here by Ketisha, since not everybody does the Ketisha, only the Ashirim, not the Aniyim, the Tana doesn't say it for separate Malacha. So Rashi, Rava wanted to answer Rebihi. The Yalef Lakamon Beperek HaZorik, he learns out in the Gemara later, in the Perek later, that what the Pasuk says, Devorim, it could have just says it says HaDevorim, like we had before. Devorim means two. The hey for HaDevorim is like three. And then the Pasuk says, Ela HaDevorim, the Minyona. Ela is 36, so 36 and 3 is 39. That's for the Minyona. So every dash is from the Pasuk that there are only 39 of us Malachis. Let's take out. One of them take out. The heavy chod. It's better to say two types of borer and two types of disha. Rather than saying lemichvot losa zimni bechoda and saying three in one. Vika chodad lekofu beimidi, and you have one like that. You don't say anything two. Only three by da'a, by burras, it's more mistake to say two and two. So the Torah is like Abaye said. The reason why the Tanakh doesn't say Kodesh, because not everybody did Kodesh. That's why it's not Choshev not to give it a separate av by itself. The Nafkamina, if these things are of their special office or by itself or not, if you do both of them, Be'elamechet, how many Chatoyes are you mechuyiv? If you hold it's only one av, like Disha and Ketisha, you do them both Be'elamechet, you only have one Chatis. But now that we hold that Borer and Zorer and Merakid are three separate Ovos Melachis, if you do all three Bela Mechad, you have three Chatois. Now I'm going to go into a little bit Alochis of the Melachis Borer, very negatic Melach on Shabbos, not to Mavara Oichem of Pseilis, Muslims. Zokta Breis, Tona Rabon, Hoyu Lufonov Mini Oichlem, you had in front of you different types of food. Now one cloud, the Ika Burr of Adar is if you have Mamas Pseudus, like Mashal a pit or a fly, fell into your plate and it got mixed up with the other vegetables. So just to take out the pit, to take out the fly, that's Mamas Burr. You take a Mamas the Pseudus out of the Eichel, that's called Burr. But who are then, let's say you have too many Eichelim, like the Bryce says, Mashal, you have cucumbers and tomatoes mixed up together. They were cut up and mixed up together. And now you only want to eat the cucumbers. The tomatoes you don't want to eat right now. So since you don't want to eat them, they're called the psoilus. And the yechel is called the cucumbers. So the Braisa says, Hoy lufonov minim harbi, had a few minim in front of you, and the vada they're all mixed up together. Is the locha borer v'yechel. You're allowed to separate, let's take out the cucumbers, to eat it right now. Borer maniach. You could take out the cucumbers, and even though to leave it, like not to eat it this minute, but the vada will seal a maskona, you can eat it for the next Suda. It has to be right before the Suda that you could take out the Eichel for the Pseudos for this Suda. But you can't make Brera. We'll see the maskona, that means you can't do it for later time of the day. The Yimbiru Chayachatis, and if you do make the Mlechas Biru, even separating the Eichel from the Pseudos, taking out all the cucumbers that you want to eat, but since you're not doing your teeth right now, you're doing your teeth for a few hours later, that will be a chi of chattis, it's a malocha. For the Gemara might come, like what is the Braisa saying? First the Braisa says it's muta, a borer v'yoichel borer maniach, and then it says lo yivro, no don't make borer, and you chi of chattis, like what is the sphere in the Braisa? So Drashi v'lo yivro l'kam yiporach, might come a Braisa, toni borer, v'od toni lo yivro, lo mocha tzorech mocha. So the Gemara says, Akasha, might come. What does the Braisa say? What's the steer in the Braisa? Omar Ule, Hochikom. This is the Pshat from the Braisa. Boirer, v'oichol boi bayoin. If you want to make the Melechis Boirer for today, it's Muta. Boirer, umaniach boi bayoin. You can make the Braver right now. And Amanas, you'll use it today. You'll use this food today. So the Hagmina right now means any type of Braver. Mamish taking the Pselas out, taking Mamish a pit that fell into your cucumbers. And you want to take out the pit now, that'll be mutter, providing you're doing it to eat the oichel today. Mashenkin lemocher, if you're only taking out the pit or the pseulis, the tzarech mocher, to be able to eat it on Sunday, then lo yivur. That's also to make the brayer of yimbira chayiv chattis. That's what Ula wants to answer the brayer. Shreti gemara pella, maskev lo rav chizdo, v'chi mutter lafos l'boi bayoin? Hey, since you're telling me now, Boru is a malacha, you see, if you do it for tomorrow, you chayiv chatis. So what's that to do it for today? Are you allowed to cook for something you want to eat today? V'chi muta levash l'boi b'yom, if you want to cook to eat today, is it muta? Avada v'tzosa? So once you say Boru is a malacha, there's no hetter to do it even for today? So Drashi, v'chi muta levash l'boi b'yom, Pochi name Yab Malochi, this called Nab Malocho. Kiv, when the Yamut Lomocha Chayav Chattis, since you see if you do it for tomorrow, Taka Chayav Chattis, so it's all right, it's an Emes of Malocho, so what's the heter to do it for today? Of the Gemara, Elo Omer Abchizda, when Bryson means like this, Borer V'Eicho Pochos Mikashir. If you want to be Mavayer, less than the Shir, like Rashi says, Pochos Mikagregris, it's all Yisurim, Nageet Achila and Shabbos, is the Shir of a Gregris, a dried out date. So if you separate less than a dried out date, that's Mutter to do on Shabbos. Or Borer Maniach Pochos Mikashir. Mashenkin ukeshir, if you make brera of the shear of a gregris, that's lo yirva, v'yimbiris chayev chattis. Maybe that's from the brisa. Vaitifet gemor maskablo rav yosef, v'chi muta lafas pochus mekeshir, there's no heta to do a chatzi shear on Shabbos either. Are you allowed to bake half of a shear? So drashe v'chi muta lafas pochus mekeshir, nihi de chiev chattis lekel. And echlam, it's v'im chayev chattis to get misa bad yef, to do the mlecho on the shear. Aber Isur Miluika, and Rashi Vatvitz Osam in Atera to do a Chatzi Shir. The Kaimolon, we hold Chatzi Shir Osam in Atera. We derive this also to do an Isur, even Chatzi Shir, a paragraph of the Yuma. Ve'echi Kutoni Berlach Chila? How does the Brisa say it's muted to make a Brera with Chila? If you can tell me it means to make a Brera of a Pachas Mikashir, Pachas Mikashir is Osam in Atera. And Rashi Shit to hear is even a Hilcha Shabbos is Osam in Atera. Some Mishnayim take a dinzach on Rashi. Also, there's a Rashbam above a Basra. That's mashma the inyan why you have to have a shear by the Meleches Shabbos. That's because the Torah says Meleches Machshavos. As you only over the Avera by Shabbos if you do a choshev a malacha. That's called Meleches Machshavos. If you do a malacha less than its shear, it's not called a choshev a malacha. That's not also mediraisa. So according to the Rashbam, there wouldn't be a nisach chatzi shear on Shabbos. So I what's Pshat now with Gemara? The Gemara says you can't do Pachas Mekashir. You have to learn the Gemara means Midrabbanan Akol Ponim. How does the Brisa say that Mitchila? You'll let it be Borla by Yoyim. If the Heter is only because you're doing a Chatzi Shir, but Akol Ponim, let it be Osim Midrabbanan. Penachnami, Rashi here is Mash Maklo that it's Osim Midrabbanan Chatzi Shir, and that's where we hold Halacha. That even a Chatzi Shir would have an Issa Midrabbanan even on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Elu Amar Rav Yosef, Shan the Brisa is like this: Boirer v'Oichel b'Yad. You have a heter to make brera to be boir with your hands. If you want to pull out the cucumbers because you want to eat the cucumbers now, even though it's mixed up with tomatoes now, you're allowed to take out the oichel with your hands. O boirer maniach b'Yad. You can make the brera right now, take out the cucumbers right now, and leave it. But provani, you can eat it during this meal. Because you don't have to mamas put it into your mouth right now, but you could leave it. But providing it's right before the meal, you're going to use it for this meal. If you use type of kelim to make the brera with, that's la yivra. It's also to do it midrabonin. The imbira potter avalosa. But if you do it, it's muti midiraisa. It's only yasa midrabonin. Because these kelim, osun sirash, it's not a derech to be buried with them. Mashenkein, uvenapo vakavra la yivra. But it's also to make brera with the regular sieve. That's the kli that's miyuchet for brera. The yimbiru chayiv chatis. And if you use a sieve or a strainer on Shabbos, that will be an issue deraisa. That's the kli that's miyuchet for brera. That's also midiraisa. So trashi b'knoin. What is this? Is a kli eitz, a wooden kli. Shoisin kain tin. It's made like a pipe. Rochov melachuruv. It's wide on the body and the kotzim lafonov and small in the front of it. Obali matbeya oisenoiser. People that make matbeyas use this. Vaboraboy kitnius. Now somebody wants to make the bread on kitnius. Noisen kitnius the mokam arochav. He would put the beans on the wide place. Omananeya. He would shake it up. Via kitnius mifneishu skalgol. Since it's round, misgalgol v'yerud. The beans itself will go through. Derech piv hakotzer. Through the smaller side, the abselus nisha b'kli, and the abselus, the bad part, would stay on top, not go through. So the kitz is the type of brera you're doing, but since this kli is not miyuchid, the kli is miyuchid to be used for people that work with coins, there's no issue deraisa. It's only potl lavlosa, mutl katchilu lehevi, chidom el brera, the chayachatas lehevi the klacha yadu, the ikka brera benapo v'kavru, because the ikka is to do it with a keli like a sieve, or a strainer. Avu biyad leidom le baraklal. But to use your hands, like the first terrace of the Gemara, there's no issa brer at all using your hands. There's the first terrace. Now, halacha, there are chalukim, and we'll see when even with your hands it's mutter. Halacha, nechnami, any time you use a kli, it's always osa. And if the kli is miyuchat for brer, it's nisi deraisa. A kli that's not miyuchat for brer, it's osa mderabonim. But with your hands, though, that the baraisa says it's always mutter, we'll soon see later there are certain to know him exactly when it's mutter and when it's osa. Now, when we say a kli, it has to be some type of a kli that has shaykhs of making a good burr. But lamashul. Lalacha, it's mutter to take the oicho from the pselus if you can eat it right away. Like we said, if you have a bunch of cucumbers and tomatoes mixed up together, and you only want to eat the cucumbers, you're allowed to just pick out the cucumbers. Now, when you pick them out, avadi, you're allowed to use a fork also. Why don't we say a fork is called a kli, and a kli is always also? But there it says, a fork doesn't do any special type of a burr. The fork is only, instead of using your hands, you don't want to get dirty from your hands, use a fork. But it could be done just as well with your hand as with the fork. Therefore, a fork or a spoon would not be a kli, that's also a burr. A sieve or a strainer, those are kelim that do a very good job in burr. That's what's also. Right. So the marmaski will over Rav Hamnuna. Midi k'noin v'tam k'ketoni, does the b'raisa say a chilik, that what's mutter is without a keli, and what's also is with a keli? The b'raisa says tam, the boy b'yoim it's mutter, and it says it's also. So this can be pshan the b'raisa. So the Gemara elo amar Rav Hamnuna, boy rer v'oichel, what does the b'raisa say you're allowed to make brer on Shabbos, that's oichel metech apselis. If you want to take out the oicho from the pselus, that's mutter. Like we're saying, if you want to eat the cucumbers right now, and it's mixed into the cucumbers or something you don't want, or avad if some pits or some dirt is mixed in there, you're allowed to take the oicho out with your hands. With your hands, or with a fork, we said, it's just like your hands, you're allowed to take out the oicho. Boyer or maniach oicho metech apselus. Who then maniach means you're allowed to take out the oicho, take out the cucumbers you want to eat, even though you're not going to eat it right now, you're going to put it down. But about this providing, it's going to be eaten soon. It's right before the meal. You're going to eat it during the meal. That's what's mutter. Oicha mitech pselus. Mashen kein pselus mitech oichel. If you want to take away, let's say you have three pieces of tomato there that you don't want to eat. You want to pull the tomatoes out. Or you have some pits or some dirt that fell into your salad. You want to stomp, take out the pit, take out the dirt. That's lo yivra. That's also. V'yemvira chayiv chattis. Which is those, this is also Nagel Alochon. There's never, we'll soon see when, but most times there's no head to take the psalus out. You can't stand take the pit out of the salad, or take the dirt, or take the type, the tomato that you don't want to eat. That's also Midiraisa. The only head to Bori is to take the oichel out of the psalus. Maski blar abaya for the abaya vaita, but the script shaft, but can't be, that's good halacha, but can't be pshan the braisa though. Midi oichel mitaych pselus katani. Does the braisa make any chlit that it says it's mutter, it means the oichel, and when it's osir, it's saying taking the pselus out, the braisa doesn't say any chlukim. The braisa stam says that burr is mutter and it says burr is osir. Braisa doesn't say this chlit. So the Gemara ela romer abaya, the pshat is like this. Boy rer vi oichel yalta. You're allowed to make a brera, means vaita, with your hands only, and avadavis only, the oichel metech apselus. You're allowed to, with your hand, take the cucumbers out that you want to eat right now, la'alter. That's if you need it right away. Or else, burru meniach la'alter. Who are then you could take out the cucumbers at the beginning of the meal, provani and leave it, provani you can eat it for this meal. And the way there are more paskins, it means, avia preparing for this meal, you're allowed to be burru, you're allowed to take the oichel out of the apselus. You could take what you do want to eat out of what you don't want to eat. That's providing you're doing it la'alta to be eaten right away or to eat it in the next suda. But if you're taking out even the yoicha from the pselus, but you don't have kavana to eat it right now, you're doing it for later on in the daytime. Like now you're in the morning and you want to prepare now for shalosh shudas, for the suda you're going to have later in the afternoon. That's also even to do an yoicha from a pselus. The imbiru, and if you do make a prayer, you do separate your salad, you do take the oicho from the psoilis, is nase kabarali oitse v'chayiv chatnes. That's an issa deraisa then. To make any type of a prayer, any type of a separation, even though you're taking the oicho, you're taking out the cucumbers, what you do want to eat, but if you're not doing it, eat it for this suda, you're doing it, feed it for later in the daytime, that's an issa deraisa. And the pshat is because any type of burr is the malachas burr. You're separating. Just as a new heter, if you take the eichel from the psalis and you have that to eat it right away, it's called derech achil v'kach. That's like you're starting a meal now, you're starting to eat. So derech achil it's mutter. But if you don't do it to eat right now, you do it just for later on in the daytime, you did the malachas burr and that's awesome. So the Mar Omru Rabbon and Kaim with the Rova, they said over in front of Rova, Omalahu, they told him, Shap Roma Nachmeni. That means Abaye said, very good, this last chilek is very good. That the only heter to make burr with your hands, biyad, and the oicho from the psalis, is only if you can eat it right away or right before that suda. But to do it for later, there's no heter at all to do any type of a burr. Strashi, Leoitziye, Nachmeni or Abaye. Oh, let's see a little bit more, then we'll speak out a little bit more halachis. So the more weiter. Hoye lefonov shnei minim oichlin. He had in front of him two different types of food. O beirer v'oichel. O beirer v'aniach. He made a breirer, either even though it's needed right now, or else he just said, put it on the side, a little bit later on. Is Ravashi masni potet. Ravashi holds in such a case, is an isim with rabbonin, I'll call upon him. It's potet midiraisa, but also with rabbonin. We have Yimi Medifta Masni Chayiv. He learns, no, he even Chayiv. What's the case talking about? Ravashi Masni Potter. I bought Tony Chayiv to Makashi. We learned before Yichayiv Lakasha. Hobbiknoin Vetamcha Yobanapa Vakavra. Any type of a brayer, if you use Kalim, I call upon him, it's awesome with Rabbonin. See, if you use a Knoin Vetamcha, it's not an Ikakli, it's not Meyuchas for Brayer, it's awesome with Rabbonin. If you use the Nap and the Kavra, the Sif and the Strainer, which is Meyuchas for Brayer, that's an issue of the rice. So the more light, the kiosi rabbimi. When rabbimi came, almost shabto the rabbivi heavy. It was the Shabbos that rabbivi had to be mishamish the tamidim, like he had to take care of the yeshiva. The gloyi rabbami rabasi. Rabbami rabasi came in to eat. He shot the kamaya kakol of the peri. He had a whole basket full of apples, and he threw out the whole basket of apples in front of them. Because he didn't want to take out just the oichel. Mistama, the price was, there was a barrel full of apples, and there was some psilis inside there also. So he was afraid to take the oichel out of the psilis as burr, so he just threw in front of him the whole basket full of apples. So the Gemara of Lo Yadani did not know why he did this. It's the Tana who was saying this over, Rav Dimi saying this over, he didn't know why he did this. If he yelled even oichel from psilis, even though you won't eat it right now, but he yelled any type of a burr is also, it's also take the oichel either. So the only heter is to open, like throw out the whole basket in front of you. The reason why he did it was an ayin yofa. He wanted to give them a lot. And the bad laloch is only because ayin yofa kemechavin. Because we are laloch, you are allowed to be borrowed the oichel from the psilis if you have not seen it right away. So drashi shabbat to the rabbi vihavoi. Hegiya yoimer liyas oimedu mishamash ala tamidim. Was his chance to take care of the tamidim, like to serve? He shot the kamayu. He threw in front of him a whole basket of apples. He didn't want to take the oichel out of its leaves. The lost of the snake collected the echel to give each one separately. El shotchan, he just threw it out. They ate it by themselves. And when you throw it out, automatically itself, you have oichel by itself and the psalus is by itself. Without doing a maisa burr. So then we'll see one more Gemara, then we'll speak out the halachas. So the more Chizkiya Omar, Haborer Tumusis, Mitech Pseilo Shelhem. It's a type of a fruit, we'll soon see it was a very bitter fruit, and the only way you can eat it is if you cook it seven times. Zati Gemara, Leima Ksava Chizkiya Oicha Mitech Pseilo Shelhem, maybe Chizkiya also holds that Tishita. Any type of a burr, even though you're taking the oichel out of the psalis, that's also also to make a burr. That's why I said this type of fruit, you can't even be burr, take the oichel out of its psalis. So the Gemara name, all over, regular type of burr, you have two things mixed up together. If there's something you want to eat and something you don't want to eat, what you want to eat is called the oichel, and what you don't want to eat is called the psalis. And avad laloch, it's mutter to take out the oichel from the psalis, if you can eat it right away. Abishani Tomusas, the reason why Chizki said here was also, because this type of fruit is different, the Shalkele Shiva Zimne. You have to cook it first seven times. V loy Shaklele, and if you don't